What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company of Sandy Beach. Even amongst dire straits like we're having now, there's always some comedy to be found. During the break, I was given a message, and the message says, "Can I text the show? I would like to text the show, can I?" And the answer, of course, is yes, you can, because the message came in on a text. So whatever you did before, do it again. Keep doing it. You'll see that the way you texted the message asking if you could text is a good way to text, because that's all the only, you can't do it any other way. Do it. You believe that, guys?
That's funny.
Yeah, the text, just so you'll know, okay, the text board comes in the master studio where I used to be, big, huge screen, and now I have a text screen here at home, very nice, large Apple screen, very, very nice. Also, the Sandy Beach Facebook page, and if you want to find out about what's going on with the SPCA, Gina Latuca, the Italian dish. Would you like more Latuca, please? Yes, thank you. I'm going out and ordering Latuca tonight.
With Alfredo sauce.
Latuca and Alfredo. Gina Alfredo. That would be a good name. She's a saucy little wench, isn't she? But anyway, the SPCA has a deal going on to raise money, and it's too complicated for me to do it here on the air, but we have posted all the information on my Facebook page. So I have a text screen here. There's one at the studio. The Facebook screen's in front of Buzzy. Tony has all of the controls, and that's how it's set up. Let's see. Let's go to line three, which would be Tom in Tonawanda. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. A pleasure to speak to you.
My pleasure, Tom. What's on your mind today?
I'm in agreement with that judge, and for the simple reason is when she got that summons or whatever that was, that was the last straw. I mean, I'm sure there were some prior negotiations and all that stuff, but when she tore that up, I mean, that was the end. And you and I both know there's only one person that can tear up documents, and that's Nancy Pelosi.
That's a good point. That was an official document, wasn't it? Absolutely. I love that.
It really was. And in regard to the National Day of Prayer?
Yes, sir.
Do we ever need it now?
This is the timing of it is perfect. We seem to be at a critical point in the timing of this, and to have it fall there on the calendar well before anybody knew that we would need it today. We could use it every day, but especially today. Good point, and I like that Pelosi thing there. Thank you very much, Tom. All right, what do we have next? Dan in Buffalo on line one. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Hi. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing fine, Dan. What do you got?
Well, I want to appreciate you for mentioning the National Day of Prayer. And also, I'm an ex horse person.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Horses are great. I love horses. I had them for about 18 years, usually quarter horses. And my wife had one at one time. My wife and my daughter and myself, we all had one. And anybody thinking of getting involved with horses, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, oh, sure is. You wonder who's keeping who between getting, you know, keeping mucking the stalls and water and grain and sweet feed and hay and cleaning the saddles. And I mean, you spend a lot more time preparing for the ride than actually riding. But when you are riding, there's nothing better. You're not thinking about anything else. You're just enjoying life.
Well, you know, I rode and I had a horse, and one of my favorite things was to take care of the horse. It was a joy to have a relationship with the horse. I know that a lot of your listeners might not know that, but anyway.
Oh yeah, you walk in that barn on a fall day, and you can smell the hay, and you clean the horse, you saddle the horse up, and you go out. Oh, that, I mean, that's really enjoying your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? Here's an unpopular comment. I enjoy smelling the horses.
you can smell the horses as long as you're at the right end of the horse. Start in the front.
The front.
All right. You got something for us today?
Yes, sir. I tuned into you long ago, and I've been online for a long time. You were talking about you had callers calling about Cuomo's haircut and the police enforcing things. That's how long I've been here. So one thing that I wanted to make a comment about, you know, these guys are talking about Cuomo, how did he get his haircut, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Here's my opinion, and it's only opinion, obviously. He brought in some beautician or barber, whoever, for $50 an hour because he's an elitist. He had him come to the office or his home and had his hair cut on our ticket. And, you know, obviously, again, that's my opinion.
So they didn't put a bowl around his head and just trim the edges off? Because he mentioned now that he's single. He's a chick magnet, of course.
Yeah. His wife didn't cut his hair like my wife cuts my hair.
Well, hey, I'm glad to talk to you. Anytime we can talk horses, most welcome. Got to run. We got to get to the break. Thank you very much. And we'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, somebody was saying that baseball might be the easiest sport to do. I don't think so. Think about it like this. Baseball would be very tough. For instance, how is the catcher supposed to be 6 feet away from the batter? You can't do that. And regarding the catcher, the catcher's already wearing a mask. Is the catcher supposed to take off the catcher's mask to put on a cloth mask? If there's if a ball comes bouncing off his face, he'll wish he had the regular mask instead of the cloth mask. And should he have two masks on? You know, one and one. And does the new one, the cloth one, go over the old catcher's mask? What do you think, Tony? I don't think baseball's ready for this sort of thing at all.
You know, I really haven't stopped to break it down how it would work, but I agree with you. You have the catcher, the batter, and the umpire are all in the same place. You get a single. You're standing on first. You're right next to the first baseman and the
sure.
first base coach. You hit a triple. You're next to the third the third baseman and the third base coach. So you're constantly near people.
And
yeah, outfield, you're pretty safe.
Yeah, no, you're not. I'll tell you why. You're standing in the outfield. The pitcher has a firm grip on the ball. He throws it, and there's a hit. And the ball comes flying toward you seconds before was in the hands of the pitcher. Now you grab it. You're touching the pitcher's hand.
Okay.
He had just got through touching the ball. So I don't know about
that. You got to sanitize that ball.
Yeah, some maybe on the way to the outfield.
All right, instead of the pitcher using a spit to change the thing, he could Lysol the ball, and then you'd be all set.
I'm looking at a picture of somebody standing at home plate, a left-handed hitter wearing a mask, and the catcher has a mask, and the umpire has a mask. Is that a real game? Spanish flu. During the Spanish flu, that's what they did.
We just saw that picture.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I've been watching the Korean baseball during the morning show here at WBEN, airing 5:30 games on ESPN. And let me tell you, they are not wearing a mask. At the game they showed today, one person in the dugout, which was the trainer, had a mask on. The rest of the players were maskless.
Wow. And as the bat hits the ball, if the ball has anything from the flu on it, it will disperse it into the air.
Well, I think
I don't think baseball is cut out to be a flu-free.
Well, I think whatever sport comes back, as we saw with the MLS, the players are starting to now go to their facilities. They're doing a test. So every player that goes to the facility has to get a COVID-19 test before they can participate.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Let's go to Bill in Eden, line 2. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I just had a few more little details on the Texas owners of the place and also the day of prayer.
Okay, sure.
So I guess her name was Shelley Luther, and she had her business Salon a la Mode, and that was open in violation since April 24th. So I think...
Oh, it's been open that long. Okay.
So I think what the judge was trying to do was give her a day in jail for every day that she was open. And I think they were originally going to give her $500 a day as a fine, but it seemed like that went up to $1,000. So according to that sentencing order, it said the refusal of the defendants to cease operation of the salon, despite the clear and unambiguous language of the order, which instructed them to do so, constitutes criminal contempt of this court. So that's what they were trying to do with it.
Well, I would think that as much as I don't like what happened, I think that's a legitimate position. You can't thumb your nose at the court system. Next time I see my friend Judge Wolfgang, I will ask her how she would have handled that. I guarantee you she ran a very strict court. You have to have respect for the law. Remember, there's an expression, the law is an ass. In this case, the law may be an ass, but you still have to respect it and go through the right channels. Otherwise, we don't have laws, and I think that's more important than any single issue. Although I certainly, if they were taking a collection for her, I would contribute, no question about it, for her situation, but she shouldn't have done that.
Speaking of that, I saw that Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said he intends to pay the $7,000 fine on her, and he also said that he would serve home confinement her place if local officials released her.
Oh, very nice. And Sean Hannity agreed to pay it too, $7,000. Somebody called earlier and said that on their GoFundMe page, it's like $500,000. I can't confirm that, but that's what they said.
Dan Bongino offered, by the way, to pay the bill as well.
He did? Very, very nice. Okay, one more, Bill.
Luther's significant other musician, Tim Georgeff, said that she was going to spend Mother's Day and her birthday locked away for defending the rights of all Americans. So hopefully something can be worked out where that won't happen.
That would be nice. I think cooler heads should prevail. Maybe some kind of intermediary. Okay. Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's see. Where the governor is very precise in his timing. Today he'll be on at 11:30, and usually just as our newscast is ending, we hear the governor signing on, telling us who the players are sitting at the table with him. And you'll note he'll have a nice, fresh haircut. We don't know who gave it to him. Probably was not his brother. He is now a single chick magnet. And he says he's very, very attractive to women. And who wouldn't be? He's surrounded by burly state troopers carrying guns. That's a pretty manly presence, don't you think? but we'll see what he has to say. So we had a couple of callers left that we didn't get to. A lot of reaction today, and a lot of positive reaction in the day of prayer, too. Today is a day of prayer. In an ideal situation, we wouldn't need a special day for that. It should be almost an everyday situation. And we hope you'll take time out to do that, because we can certainly use a little divine intervention now. We'll either be back with you in a few minutes or we won't. And if we're not, we will be back on Monday. That would be nice, at 9 a.m. on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.